Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 95 tomorrow. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Bright sunshine expected Friday with a high of 92. 93, slight chance for storms Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 71.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. A former Kansas mayor who pled guilty to voter fraud last month will report to Wichita's Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility today. That's according to an attorney representing Joe Ceballos. Ceballos is from Mexico but has lived in Coldwater since 1985. Reno County Commissioners take a final vote today on a new tourism development near Hutchinson. They'll consider issuing a star bond for the proposed Salt Lick Golf and Hunting Project. The plan calls for two 18-hole golf courses, a 9-hole course, and a guided hunting area. And Kansas is asking FEMA to send damage assessment teams to several storm-hit counties after storms and tornadoes last month. Now, their findings will help determine if the damage meets federal threshold for a presidential disaster declaration and long-term recovery.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. What started as a routine call for a reported gas fire quickly turned into a life-saving emergency for one firefighter before crews even left the station. Ellis County Fire Chief Darren Myers shared the story during a recent county commission meeting where both fire and EMS personnel were recognized for their quick actions. Crews had been dispatched to a fire near Celebration Community Church on the afternoon of February 9th. As firefighters prepared to respond, one firefighter noticed something wasn't right. Matt Van Dyke had collapsed while getting his gear ready. Fellow firefighters immediately jumped into action, calling for help and using medical equipment on hand, including an automated external defibrillator. When EMS arrived, Van Dyke's condition worsened and he lost both breathing and pulse. First responders began CPR and used a cardiac monitor to deliver shocks, eventually restoring his heartbeat before transporting him to Hayes Med. He was later flown to Wichita for additional care. Remarkably, Van Dyke was released from the hospital about a week later with no neurological damage and has since been cleared to return to service. Officials say the outcome was the best possible scenario, crediting the fast response and teamwork of everyone involved. Several firefighters and EMS personnel were honored for their actions, including life-saving commendations and a rare EMS field save recognition. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest survival rates are typically low, making this successful rescue even more significant. Today, Van Dyke is back home and recovering, grateful to be on the receiving end of the same life-saving care he and his fellow responders provide every day. As the nation recognizes National Police Week, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is honoring the brave law enforcement officers across Kansas who put their lives on the line every day to protect their communities. Across all 105 counties, Kansas law enforcement officers are on the front lines of combating violent crime. In rural Kansas especially, officers often cover hundreds of square miles, answering calls at all hours and serving not only as law enforcement officers, but as trusted members of the communities they protect. Senator Marshall joined a bipartisan resolution led by Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Dick Durbin of Illinois, designating May 10th through the 16th as National Police Week. The resolution honors law enforcement officers who made the ultimate sacrifice in 2025. Tragically, Kansas lost 4 officers last year, including Under Sheriff Brandon Gady from Phillips County Sheriff's Office and Sergeant Scott Hyman from the Hayes Police Department. Senator Marshall has been a consistent advocate for law enforcement throughout his time in the Senate. He has supported legislation to increase penalties for assaults on law enforcement officers, backed measures to ensure officers have access to the equipment and training they need, and fought to fully fund federal grant programs that flow directly to Kansas agencies. As part of the annual federal appropriations process, Senator Marshall has submitted the following funding requests on behalf of Kansas law enforcement. They include robust funding for the Byrne Justice Assistance Grant Program, robust funding for the Regional Information Sharing Systems Program, funding for the high-intensity drug trafficking areas, and highest possible funding for the Office of National Drug Control Policy. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial beginning of summer and the season for vacation and road trips. The Kansas Department of Transportation, Kansas Highway Patrol, and Kansas Turnpike Authority urge drivers and passengers to always buckle up. Eric Smith said Memorial Day is one of the busiest travel times of the year and emphasized the importance of making seatbelt use a habit as the Click It or Ticket campaign begins. He noted that wearing a seatbelt takes only seconds and saves lives, urging drivers to make sure everyone in the vehicle is properly restrained on every trip. Drivers will see an increased law enforcement presence on Kansas roads during the National Click It or Ticket campaign, which runs from May 17th through June 1st. Calvin Reed emphasized that wearing seatbelts saves lives and helps prevent serious injuries. He encouraged drivers to buckle up on every trip, whether traveling long distances or a short drive, and to make sure family and friends do the same. Preliminary 2025 data shows that 30% of people killed and 21% of those seriously injured in crashes were unbelted. Buckling up can reduce your risk of death by up to 60%, depending on the type of vehicle and your seating position. Jerry Byler said drivers on the Kansas Turnpike often travel longer distances at higher speeds, making seatbelt use even more important. She noted that crews, Kansas Highway Patrol Troop G, and emergency responders regularly see how seatbelts reduce serious injuries and help people survive crashes that could otherwise be fatal. For more information on seatbelt safety and the latest updates on road closures and conditions, visit nhtsa.gov/seatbelts and candrive.gov or call 511 in Kansas. Those small streaks of light you sometimes see moving across the night sky are more than just satellites. They represent years of work, innovation, and teamwork. And at Kansas State University, students are getting the chance to be part of that process firsthand. Through the Wildcat Space Program, students are designing and building their own satellite in a hands-on CubeSat class inside the Carl R. Ice College of Engineering. The course brings together students from multiple disciplines, including engineering and computer science, all working toward a common goal, launching a satellite into orbit. The program focuses on real-world challenges from calculating orbital paths to managing power systems and designing communication networks that can send data back to Earth. Students are also learning how to collaborate across different fields, much like professionals in the aerospace industry. Out of that work, 2 main projects have emerged. One is a future satellite designed to monitor crop health across Kansas using advanced imaging technology. The other, a smaller mission planned for launch in the next few years, will test new radiation detection technology in space. The project isn't without its challenges. Students must consider hundreds of variables to ensure everything works together, and they're also working to raise funding for the mission, which is expected to cost around $200,000. For many involved, the experience is already shaping their future careers, opening doors doors in the aerospace industry and beyond. And while some of these students may graduate before launch day, they'll still be watching the sky, knowing they helped create something that made it there. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Day one of the Wheat Quality Council Wheat Tour is in the books. Gordon Clark with Kansas Wheat has the day one wrap-up.
These tour participants included flour millers and industry professionals from domestic and international mills. U.S. Wheat Associates sponsored four participants who work in flour mills in Central and South America. These grain buyers, flour millers, and quality managers were from Mexico, Panama, and Venezuela. Several had the opportunity to meet and ask questions of farmers while evaluating a field and visit their farms where they were able to hear their Kansas wheat story. Tuesday's Cars of Wheat Tour Scouts made 187 stops at wheat fields across North Central, Central, and Northwest Kansas and into southern counties in Nebraska. They met Tuesday evening at Fromm Farmland in Colby, where they discussed what they had seen during the day and heard from an extension expert panel including Romulo Lolato, Janine Falk-Jones, and Lucas Hagg. Participants reported seeing severe drought stress, freeze damage, and early signs of wheat streak mosaic virus complex. The calculated yield is based on what scouts saw at this point in time. The calculated yield from all cars was 38.3 bushels per acre. However, the northern routes estimated 39.2 bushels per acre, while southern routes estimated 36 bushels per acre. Day two of the tour will travel through southwest and south central Kansas. Statewide, based on May 1st conditions, Kansas 2026 winter wheat crop is forecast at 214.6 million bushels, according to NASS. Average yield is forecasted at 37 bushels per acre. Acreage to be harvested for grain is estimated at 5.8 million acres of the 7 million acres planted last fall. These estimates are for this year's hard red winter wheat crop during this current snapshot in time. Wheat Tour 2026 continues Wednesday with six routes between Colby and Wichita, Kansas. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.
This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caro on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern across the state of Kansas for this afternoon, expecting a good deal of sunshine with those high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s across far eastern portions of the state, and looking at highs well into the 80s across the west. The breezier of those conditions, especially across western Kansas, with winds kicking up out of the south to around 15 to 25 miles per hour. As a warm frontal boundary edges in from the west later into the day on Thursday, can't rule out a chance for at least some widely scattered showers and storms into the day on Thursday. And a few of those thunderstorms could be on the strong to severe side at times, with gusty winds and hail the primary risks, but not expecting any widespread severe weather outbreaks. Trending hotter for your Thursday, with widespread 90s for central and western Kansas, near 100 down to near Medicine Lodge. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see lots of sunshine with high temperatures into the mid-80s. Winds out of the south increasing to 20 to 25. For north central Kansas, for this afternoon, ample amounts of sunshine with high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Winds turning to the southeast at 10 to 15. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, expect full-on sunshine with lower 80s for high temperatures, and our winds looking to stay light and variable. Southeastern Kansas will see lots of sunshine for this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s to around 80, with northeast winds to 10 miles per hour. For south central Kansas, we'll see lots of sunshine for this afternoon. High temperatures in the middle part of the 80s, with winds out of the east at 5 to 15. And into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, lots of sunshine with middle to upper 80s for high temperatures. Winds out of the southeast increasing to 15 to 25 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize of $2,000 to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nomination or applications for the awards are due July 17th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
This is Jay and Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for this week's Thursday cattle auction. Into breeding stock, here's 45 black cows, 3 years old to solid mouth, heavy bred black, could be 7 to 10 calves on them by sale time. They're home raised from one producer. Here's 3 black cows, solid mouth to older, bred black. In the calves and feeders, here's 45 Charcross and black steers and heifers, long time weaned and worked. Hay feds only at 600 to 7 and a quarter, 34 black steers and heifers. Off the cow, worked this winter, one round of shots at 450 to 550. 5 black steers, long time weaned and worked, they're 6 weights. 2 black heifers, long time weaned and worked, they're 6 weights plus. Here's 4 black steers and heifers off the cow, worked at 475 to 6 and a quarter. We'd be expecting more consignments by sale time. Hope to see you at the auctions. Thank you.